Where's the song about Johnny Football?
I have a Johnny Football line coming for you.
Johnny plays ball, and Johnny's very good. Johnny Football, or Johnny Hollywood.
Johnny does this, Johnny does that. Johnny does this. Johnny went from high school to the K-1, the small town to the big top.
They say, you know, he's old T-Bone. Every day they play the big show.
Johnny Manziel.
Johnny plays ball, and Johnny's very good.
Johnny
would talk for Johnny Hollywood.
Johnny does this, Johnny does that. Johnny does this, Johnny does that.
Off the field, he's a
party time
rock star guy.
On the field,
he's a beast.
The tape doesn't lie.
He's smart, he's sharp.
He's got a great heart.
Yeah, this guy can rip it.
Justify box office star.
He's not a Russell Wilson. He's not a
RG3.
He can beat you with his
vision.
He can beat you with speed.
He's developed as a passer.
He has an in factor.
The brisk, the reward, the appeal, the allure.
Expose.
He hit his receivers.
When I walk into a room, I feel like Justin Bieber.
Pass to the high school.
The small town
to the spotlight.
I wanted to let the world know it.
I'm ready for the big show.
Johnny Manziel.
Johnny plays
ball,
and Johnny's very good.
Johnny
would talk
for
Johnny Hollywood.
Johnny does this, Johnny does that.
Johnny
does this, Johnny does that.
What have you learned from all of this?
A lot.
Okay, football fans.
Are you ready for some football?
Let's get back to some football. Yeah, there you go.
And welcome back to NFL Easy Picks right here on the Trending Topics Network. We are here week 9 of the 2015 NFL season. The halfway point of the NFL season has been passed. Still a couple more weeks before we get to the halfway point of it all, counting postseason and all, but we're here. We're here to talk about the wonderful world of the NFL. If you'd like to talk about it with us, you can email us, nfleasypicks@gmail.com. I haven't got as many emails as late we were last year. Last year we were getting like maybe some 2 emails, which sounds bad because it's not really a lot. But we were getting 2 emails. We've gotten 1 a week now, not even. We haven't had a couple weeks without. So if you want to be part of this show, email us, nfleasypicks@gmail.com. If maybe that's not your thing, and maybe that's where people are turning to, you can follow us on Twitter @NFLEasyPicks, and you can tweet us #NFLEasyPicks, and your tweets will be read right here on the show. Without any further ado, I am Heavyset, and with me, like always, is the Mop Jockey.
People just don't like us.
Pretty much. And FTW. And FTW. And FTW. Oh, that's right. He's sick. He's not here. So.
Oh, wait. Let me replay.
Yeah, he's throwing up, so it sounds like this. Oh, give me. You gotta give me one of the good ones. One more. A little bit more into it.
God damn it. It's hard to get into it. The wife's sleeping in the other room.
Okay. But yeah, no FTW. And, well, his team didn't play last week, so we don't have to hear about how his teams did. But let's get into some of the picks from last week and how everybody did. Everybody got Arizona. Everybody got New England. Who picked? Shane didn't pick Thursday night. He did pick the rest of the week. Brian didn't pick at all. And
ooh, Brian.
Let me see. Which one's that? Mart is the only one that picked Tampa Bay over the Falcons. And only Handy, Bartender, and NJR picked Oakland, and only Ant and GBL picked Denver.
And don't forget DRG taking Indy.
Oh, and DRG's the only one who picked Indy over Carolina. I don't. Tweet us, #NFLEasyPicks. Actually, send us an email. No, I'm kidding. Use #NFLEasyPicks and tell us your logic behind that. Mop thinks you were doing it to get ahead. I think you were doing it maybe just to be kind of edgy. I don't know. Well, let us know if you just thought that Andrew Luck was going to have the miracle game and somehow beat these on fire Carolina Panthers. But to review how everybody did for the week, well, Brian got a zero. Got a big old goose egg. Ant and Shane are butt buddies this week at 7 apiece. DRG, Bartender, and MJR all tied at 8. Wayne, Miguel, Mop, and myself all tied at 9. Carp, AA, and Mart all tied at 10. And best of the week for the second time this season, GBL with 12. Only missing the... He picked the Jets over the Raiders and the Falcons over the Buccaneers.
Which I think most of us did.
Yeah, really. Yeah, Mart's the only one that obviously picked Tampa Bay, like I mentioned earlier, and when it comes to the other game, it flops. People who got it right got the other one wrong, and Mart got that one wrong. Got the Jets wrong. So, get into the rundown of where that puts the standings now. We have Brian, 14th place with 55 correct. Shane, 13th place with 58 correct. Bartender, 12th place, 62. 11th place, MJR, 63. 10th place, Boobs, at 65. Tie for 8th place, two people on this call, 71 correct. A tie for 6th place, GBL and DRG, 72. 5th place, Ant, with 73. 4th place, Carp, with 74. Tie for 2nd, Wayne and AA at 77. And still holding on to the top spot, Mart with 79 correct. And
yeah, I think me and you are the last of the people that haven't missed a week yet, because I think everybody below us has missed at least a week.
Yeah, pretty much.
We suck.
But it's a tight race up top. From the tie for not the tie, actually, the sole possession of 4th place, all the way down to our tie for 8th place, which technically the bottom would make it 9th place, there's only a couple point difference. So there's
three.
Still, well, when I say a couple, I always mean like 2 or 3, but shut up. Anyway.
Don't hate, appreciate.
There's a 2 difference, right?
What? Yeah, that went over my head. Sorry.
No, I was looking at the wrong thing. I was looking at Ant, and I was like, well, there's two difference, and I forgot. Carpet, 74. Yeah, three difference between there, and then the top spots, just two between them too. Top 3 spots.
Oh, we're only halfway through. We got plenty of time left.
We have enough time for Wayne and Ant to miss some weeks.
I'm actually kind of hoping Mark misses a week. I think that would be the most helpful. Even though I think even him with a missed week, we still don't catch him. We suck.
Yep. Well, hold on to how our teams did. We'll get that a little bit later. And we'll quickly go over the fantasy league right now. In last place is Tebow Lives at 0-8. Shocker, shocker. In 13th place, the Beast Incarnate at 2-6. Real shocker there, too. 12th place, the Injured Jobbers. Say 12th place, yeah, 3-5. 11th place, the Twisted Savages, 4-4. 10th place, Pin Me Pay Me, 4-4. 9th place, Plan B. Wow, how the mighty have fallen. 4-4. 8th place, Boobs, 4-4. 7th place, Carp's Tip Top Team. Yeah, Carp's Tip Top Team, 4-3-1. And oh, 6th place, Bartender, 4-3-1. 5th place, Nickel D, 5-3. 4th place, Hashtag Cancel the NFL Network, 5-3. 3rd place, Die Cronky Die, 5-3. 2nd place, the American Males, 5-3. And that's the top 5, just one game difference, because top place, Sloppy Moppy, 6-2.
Yeah, even if you catch me in record, I still have you in points.
Right now, depending on how you do this week.
Oh, no, I'm going to stay in for... Oh, wait, I don't have Le'Veon Bell anymore? Let me reconsider that.
Yep, pretty much. We'll see.
Yeah, and even though Ant is in, like, 12th place, he's 2 games out of 3rd place.
All right, let's get back into the games and how our teams did. I didn't watch Chicago's game. I'm not surprised that they lost to Minnesota. It was a close game.
It was a very close game. It was actually a really, really good game. I thought both teams actually looked really good. And do we have to consider Minnesota a playoff team now?
Playoffs?
Yeah, we said that preseason because I think only had them at 6 wins, but they're 5-2.
Yeah.
They're 1 game out of first place in the NFC North.
Man, that's a hard, hard gap to fill, right? We'll see.
Oh, that's a big gap to fill. But as a playoff team, like as a wild card team, that's not that big of a gap. I think they are in.
Yeah. There's still a lot more seasons played. But I think I had them at least second place in the division.
Yeah, I think I did have them at second. But I didn't have their record that well.
You know what? I might have had them at third place in the division.
Behind Detroit?
I think so, because I figured... wait a minute.
Yeah, because you didn't believe me that Detroit was going to be this bad.
Yeah, I didn't think they were going to have such a terrible fall off. Because I remember a point in time when fucking Megatron was the savior or something.
And he's been a little banged up here the last few weeks, so I'll give him a bit of a pass. But that I don't think Megatron's what he used to be. And Golden Tate has actually been really good for them too, but they got no defense and no running game.
No, that's not it. Okay, here it is. No, actually, well, I had Minnesota as second place in the division, but I also had them tied with Detroit.
At 8-8?
9-7. But Minnesota was going to get the edge off for division-wise because they were going to be 4-2.
Yeah, I didn't have Minnesota winning, you know, I had them winning, I think it was 6 games. So, yeah, this is, I mean, they're going to get there easily.
And I had the wild card teams were going to be, see, that would be Arizona and Philly.
I might have had Seattle and it might have been Atlanta. Atlanta or Carolina I had in as a wild card.
I think I had it on here. What's his nuts? Ants. Actually, no, that was Ants. That was Ants. Mine was... No, I had Minnesota at 10-6. Detroit at 7-9.
Yeah, 10-6 is looking like the right number for them right now.
And I had them as a wild card team along with St. Louis.
Yeah,
I had Arizona finishing 8-8.
I didn't have St. Louis winning this many games, and they're far exceeding what I thought they would be. Gurley is just a goddamn beast.
I had Miami at 8-8.
Yeah, I'm sitting here looking at Minnesota's upcoming schedule, and it's pretty brutal. They got to play Green Bay, of course.
My NFC North looks kind of my AFC North looks terrible.
AFC North?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you had the Bengals at like 8-8, didn't you?
Yeah, I had last place the Browns 5-11, still possible.
Oh, that's very possible.
The Steelers at 7-9.
That's still possible. Ooh,
maybe the Cincinnati Bengals 8-8.
That's not going to happen.
And your AFC North champions, the Baltimore Ravens 10-6.
If you flip those two numbers, then I bet that would be closer.
Yep.
But now, just looking at,
and I was going to say, and I have the division all at 3-3.
Yeah. Looking at Minnesota's upcoming, Green Bay at Atlanta, Seattle at Arizona, New York, and then at Green Bay again. Yeah, they got a pretty brutal schedule coming. So we'll see, because, I mean, they've beat Detroit and San Diego and Kansas City, Detroit again, and Chicago. They really haven't really beat anybody, so I don't know.
Yep, all right. Back into how our teams did. Bears, I didn't watch. Seemed to be pretty close. I'm kind of happy I didn't watch with Forte going down and whatnot. Nothing much I could say about the Bears this year. They have, in my opinion, almost nothing going for them.
Do you think?
I mean, they got a few like players, but it's just I figured this wasn't going to be a celebration year type thing.
Do you think Forte kind of screwed the Chicago trading him, getting hurt the weekend before the deadline?
It's possible.
Because, I mean, they can't trade a hurt player. Or, I mean, I guess they could, but they're not going to get much of anything for him. So he's kind of stuck, and you guys are kind of stuck trying to either sign him or you're just going to be out a player.
I think he's a guy you don't – I always say you don't want to get rid of him, but he is running back and everything. But I don't want to get in, but if you really look how free agency was, it was lackluster.
Oh, well, the thing is, though, he's almost 30. He is kind of banged up. I mean, he's been the bell cow for, what, 5 years there now? It's getting to be about that cut bait, or you're stuck with him time.
But like I was saying, free agency was very lackluster. Oh. You know how many trades went on? You know how many trades happened?
Oh, you're talking about the trading deadline?
Yeah.
I think only one officially got done.
Yep. And I think the other one was completely bullshit.
Refresh my memory.
Joe Thomas to the Broncos.
I think there was a consideration. They want the, from what I heard, though, the Browns wanted the...
two first-round draft picks.
No, they also wanted, the linebacker, the real young linebacker. I can't remember his name now.
Alex Mack?
No. Oh, yeah, they want... That I didn't get. A third round for Alex Mack?
Well, the thing is, he has a no-trade clause. That's the other thing.
But a third round for a Pro Bowl center.
I think they were fucking with people.
Oh, just putting it out there to keep people busy?
Yeah, or whatever, and maybe to make news. I don't know, especially with a short week. So I think they threw out, and getting in debate with some idiots about this was very amusing. I thought they were trying to basically say, okay, we know that Joe Thomas isn't the greatest player in the world, but we want two first-round draft picks for him. And it's basically, you're setting it up for, okay, if someone takes it, we'll accept.
Like Trent Richardson. That's,
yeah, that's pretty much. But it's like, you know, if no one accepts, whatever.
Well,
because I explained it too. It's like, all right, I have a $20 bill. You can have this $20 bill if you give me $40.
I have also heard him described as probably the best tackle in football right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but he's not at like Orlando Pace level, but he is, mm-hmm. he is a future Hall of Famer, except for that he's on the Browns.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Supposedly they were going to settle for a first round and a second round pick, and they were going to send Thomas and a third or fourth round pick or something like that. I really think they accepted it late enough, but like, okay, no, like you got to figure out the paperwork stuff. Like they knew it wasn't going to get done.
And I kind of wonder if that's why Denver went and got Davis, because they couldn't get a deal done for Thomas. To add to that, to the blocking.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the tight end can, you know, help a little with the tackles.
But going back to the Browns, actually, I watched their game. Actually, no. I watched the second half of the game. Here's how it went. I was out really late for Halloween. I didn't get home till like 4 o'clock in the morning, and that's after the time change. Just went to bed. I woke up initially around like 11. Laid in bed, messed with my phone briefly, and then I just end up falling back asleep. I wake up, look at the score for the Browns game. They're up by like, I think it was 20-7. And then right after that is when they kick the field goal to make it 10-20. I'm like, oh, cool. We had a pretty good first half. I'm going to watch the second half now that I'm up. It should have been the other way around. I should have watched the first half and went, oh, I'm going to go to bed now. We're doing pretty good. I'm going to get a little nap in.
Gone to bed happy.
Yeah. Instead of waking up going, oh, this is great. Even though I would have woke up like, what the fuck did I miss? We were up by 10. We scored 20 points and a half. Where'd the rest of the points go?
Yeah. Like I said, I just got the numbers because I played Halo all night, Saturday night. So I slept all day Sunday. And, I saw the scores and I seen McCown with like 3 touchdowns and 1 interception. I'm like, damn, they must have been pretty good, but they still lost.
Yep.
That would be the Browns.
All right. How about
the Titans?
The Bungles.
Let's do the Titans first. They aren't very good. They don't have much in the way of players. I don't expect them to win, but I expect them to put up a fight. Mm-hmm. They did not put up a fight. And we'll get to the other part of that in the social media or whatever.
Hashtag huddle.
Oh, the hashtag huddle, sorry. And the Bengals. They won. It was ugly. But a win in Pittsburgh is a win, period. I'll take it.
Mm-hmm. The Browns are going to be the only AFC North team to lose in Pittsburgh this year.
Oh, that's right. Did Baltimore already beat him in Pittsburgh?
I thought it was that was in Pittsburgh.
I can't remember if that was in Pittsburgh or not.
Their one win?
No, they have 2. They beat San Diego.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
But, yeah, that I don't even know what to think of Pittsburgh. They look really good one week, and then they look really bad, and then they get all their players back, and what do you know? Bell goes down. I wanted to ask you, did you think that was a dirty tackle somehow on with the way the Bengals tackled him?
I've yet to see the play as a whole. I just always see a clip, and it just looked like it was a hard hit.
Well,
that's the only thing I could tell.
It wasn't really that. It was like he tackled him, and they both rolled, and his leg got caught under him. I wouldn't think that would be, you know, there's nothing dirty to it, I wouldn't say. But I guess one of the Pittsburgh Steelers players got pissy and threatened Vontaze Burfict. And, yeah, you know, the Steelers mad because somebody did to them what they do to everyone.
Oh, yeah. Well, Steelers are like that. They're going to, like, fucking win. The Patriots beat their ass. Fucking Tomlin was like, oh, yeah, all this stuff happened to us, and our headsets went out. Yeah, this happens all the time. Why don't you talk about that part too? No, you know the how the Patriots are, so you're gonna be like, oh, they're the problem.
Dude, no, Tomlin, you're the problem, buddy. You don't know how to manage a game clock for shit.
But I think a crazier hit, which we probably won't talk about because I don't think anybody mentioned it in the tweets, is the hit. I don't got all the players' names down, but the Cowboys player on this, the Seahawks player.
Oh, it was the one that fucking really hurt the dude.
Well, like, it wasn't, you could tell it wasn't on purpose.
No, no.
It was definitely a football move, but fuck.
Yeah, there was a couple of those. There was another one, and I can't remember who the players were, but, like, the DB hit the receiver in his back as he was catching the ball. Dude almost was touching his hands to his feet. That's how hard the dude got hit. I mean, I think it was Jones. Marvin Jones from the Bengals.
Mike Jones?
No. But yeah, there was some brutal hits. Alex Smith took a brutal hit. Or not Alex Smith. Geno Smith took a brutal hit. There's some really big hitting going on this weekend.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yep, that's all four of our teams.
Yeah, the Chains 2 didn't play this week, so.
Yep. So let's get into how our teams are going to do this week. As I get up that window, because I was almost going to get ready to go to the hashtag auto segment, I'm like, oh yeah. All right, we'll save that game for the end.
The first game on the sheet?
Yep. And we'll go with the 1-6 Tennessee Titans at the 4-4 New Orleans Saints. And the Saints are favored by 8 points. I'm going to go with the Saints.
Yeah, I'm going to pick the Saints. I wouldn't be surprised if Breeze doesn't throw 6 more touchdowns this week.
The 3-4 Miami Dolphins at the 3-4 Buffalo Bills. Buffalo Bills are a 3-point favorite. I'm going to go with the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, I want to see if Miami can bounce back after getting destroyed by New England, you know, to play good. And Buffalo's coming off the bye, though, at home. They got all their players back. I'll take Buffalo.
All right.
Shit versus shit.
Are you talking about the 3-4 Philadelphia Eagles at the 2-5 Dallas Cowboys?
Yes, I'm talking about Sam Bradford versus Matt Castle.
The Eagles are a 2.5-point favorite. If this was Dallas playing, I'd pick Dallas. Or did I say Dallas or did I say Romo?
You said Dallas.
I'm tired. If this was Romo playing, I would pick Dallas.
Oh, God, yes. If Romo was playing, definitely. Although, Philadelphia coming off a bye, their defense has been really good. It's in Dallas, though. I got to take Philly still.
A part of me really wants to pick Dallas, and I might change my pick somewhere in the week, but I don't really ever do that. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. How did that work out for me picking Dallas that way last week?
Yeah. Another shit versus shit, the 2-5 Chicago Bears at the 2-6 San Diego Chargers. Chargers are a 4-point favorite. I am actually going to go with the Bears on this one.
Yeah, I took the Bears too, dude. Too many injuries on San Diego. That's got to catch up eventually.
Well, really, when it comes down to it, Chicago's not any better.
No, but all of their injured players, a lot of them have come back. San Diego's just keeps losing. Like, I think they're averaging 2 a week.
But Forte.
Yeah, Forte is a big one, but San Diego has no run defense, so whoever's running the ball will be productive.
And we will end this part with what we'll begin the week with, and it was going to be interesting, a little peeling back of the curtain. I wasn't 100% sure if I was going to be able to do the show tonight, and we were going to have to settle with doing it tomorrow night, which would have been after the game, which could have been very interesting, but the 2-6 Cleveland Browns at the 7-0 Cincinnati Bengals. Bengals are an 11-point favorite. Johnny Manziel will be starting this game. And last time these guys had a game Thursday night in Cincy, which was only last year, which is kind of weird that they repeated it. And it was in November too.
Was that last year? Was that 2 years ago?
It was last year because I was driving truck. I was broke up with my ex, and literally when I parked and we won, and I was in a really great mood. I think the next day, I bought my Manziel jersey. I ordered it online.
How's that working out for you?
Does it? I don't care. I've told you, I'm proud of it. I don't care. He's only played like a handful of games.
So you're the one person that's proud of your Manziel jersey?
My Manziel jersey?
Jersey.
Yes, the Manziel jersey is really good. They acquit a lot of DUIs and domestic violence cases. So, anyway, yeah. Does it seem that long ago to you because it was such a horrible loss?
Anytime that they're playing in primetime, it's horrible and disgusting.
Is this their first primetime game of the year?
Yeah, they go back to back. They go Thursday, Monday.
Oh, okay. I think
they have one more later in the year too.
We'll see how this plays out for them. They have to win at least one of them. I would love to pick the Browns, especially after what they did last year. But I think this is where Cincinnati surprises everybody. As in, I mean, granted, they're 7-0. How do you surprise anybody? But to play this well at primetime, I think this could be a year that just turns around for the Bengals. They might even get a playoff win.
God, I hope so. I mean, I got to take the Bengals, too. There's no way I can pick Browns in this game, but I wouldn't be 100% shocked if we come back on Friday and see Manziel throws for 450 yards and 6 touchdowns and, you know, completely decimate Cincinnati. And I don't think I would be that disappointed in losing to Cleveland because it is a division rival and it, you know, short week, whatever. Now, if they go to the next week at Monday night and lose to Houston, then I will be fucking pissed.
All right, let's get into the hashtag huddle segment.
Huddle.
All right, let's get into the tweets because we have no emails.
Boo.
Yep. All right, start off with Ant, who... Yeah, sent us a lot this week.
Thank you, Ant.
Yep. He starts off with, no doubt about it, Brady is the GOAT, greatest of all times, hashtag NFL easy picks.
Come on now, let's slow down.
I don't know.
Of all time? No.
A friend of mine, me and my friend were talking, and I kind of think that I wouldn't be surprised if Brady gets 5 Super Bowl rings and then retires.
Oh, that wouldn't surprise me either, but my thing is, if you take Tom Brady away from New England and you put him in, say, I don't know, Cleveland.
You have no way to prove that right or wrong.
I have a way to prove that it's the system. Matt Castle.
You could prove that that's the way for Matt Castle, but you're not proving that that's the way for Tom Brady because you're not actually taking Tom Brady out of the equation and playing and putting him somewhere else.
I know.
You're putting somebody else. Yeah. And I kind of agree that he is one of the greatest. He is definitely one of the greatest and could make a very strong contention that he is the greatest of all time.
Yeah, he's the greatest of all time system quarterbacks.
You have no way to prove that any other way.
I don't like him. Fuck him. Fuck him and his pretty fucking plugged hair.
Ant says, I think the season is over. New England versus Green Bay Super Bowl.
So much for that.
Both will be number one in their division and can't see either team losing at home. Hashtag NFL easy picks. He did send that.
That had to be Sunday during the day.
No. He sent it 6 days ago. He sent it before they lost, but they didn't lose at home.
No, they didn't lose at home, but they were. That was ugly. I think what Rodgers have, 88 yards passing? 88.
Yeah, he got made to look like an idiot. I wouldn't be surprised pissed off Roger comes out.
Oh, I don't doubt Aaron just destroys Chicago or Carolina.
Andy sending a tweet to RMH saying, I'm not a fan of the Patriots, but let's just say their cheating buys them a touchdown a game. They would still be number one. Hashtag NFL easy picks.
Sure. Okay. Way to go. You beat up on Jacksonville's and the Miami's of the world. Yay. And if you lose one touchdown to the Jets, you lose the game.
Anyway. And also says, remember, London, we will get to see Calvin Johnson Jr., well, at Calvin Johnson Jr., go past 11,000 receiving this Sunday. Can't wait. At NFL UK, hashtag NFL easy picks.
Did he do it?
I don't know.
I don't either, because he didn't have a very good game. I think he had like 65 yards.
Fuck you, Matthew Stafford. All right.
You get what you deserve for starting on Matthew Stafford.
Andy Anderson says, what do you think he says? Go Bears, hashtag NFL easy picks. Andy, if you keep sending these, eventually I'm going to stop reading them.
They almost went and lost.
Okay, I'm going to, maybe this will help encourage them. From now on, I'm only going to read your tweets of Go Bears if they win. If they lose, I'm not reading it.
So you're never going to read another one.
Shut up. All right. Ant says, if you're going to fail at hashtag NFL easy picks, then best to fail gloriously.
Absolutely. You better do it proper if you're going to do it at all.
Andy says, the Denver defense had a huge statement game this week. OMG, they made Aaron Rodgers their bitch. Hashtag NFL Easy Picks.
Yes, the Denver defense was really good. But so was Denver's running game. Denver's running game got, I think it was 160-some yards, and that's a big part of the Denver team winning. That's what if they can continue that, I don't know. Do they play New England? Because that's the only team I think might be able to beat them.
I think they do, but I'm not 100% sure. You'd figure you'd have...
Of course, they're going to lose a game. I'm realistic.
I'm saying... New England and Denver, yeah, they have to go against each other, because if I'm correct, you play everybody in your division, everybody in the divisions that you rotate against, and then whoever was the same place throughout your division, your conference that you haven't gone up against, you go up against them.
Yeah, not sure what the formula is.
I've read up on it, but I'm always kind of cloudy on it, because there's... It's not just a simple thing. It's like you're putting on this and this and this and this and this. But basically, I'm pretty sure, fairly certain, the Broncos finished first in their division, and so did the Patriots. So they should be facing. I'll look it up maybe later.
So the scheduling formula is as cloudy as what a touchdown catch is.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Andy, this is a true story. I accidentally spoiled Ant this weekend, thinking he watched New England during the game. Whoops, did not mean to. I am sorry. Hashtag please. All right. In the GroupMe app, after the Giants lost, he tagged Ant and said, like, spoiler alert, Giants lose. Ant went to the England game, and he was going to come home and watch the Giants game, but obviously it's not like, all right, game's over, I'm going to go across the street to my house and watch the game. No, he had to actually go home and all that kind of stuff. He had it recorded. He opened up his phone as he got home, and he seen the notification, the message, whatever, and had it completely ruined for him.
Ooh, ouch. Yeah, I am kind of curious. Tweet us on how long it took to get out of the stadium and get home. Like, I know for me going to the Bengals games, it's 2.5-3 hours to get out of there and get home. So I kind of wonder if it's worse at the London games.
I know for me it depended. When I had season tickets, the worst game of the year was actually the one we had a 4 o'clock game. I forget how long it took me to actually get home. But other than that, it never took that long. But also just depends on different stadiums, different things. I know with Cincinnati that traffic down there is horrible at that bridge alone at certain times.
Construction.
Oh, not even that.
They're always under construction.
I'm not even talking about that. That's what I just said. I'm talking about the bridge from Kentucky. That bridge with no construction is a pain in the ass at certain times of the day.
Oh,
and I can
yes.
only imagine. And I can only imagine that with football traffic is one thing. You going up 75, that stretch out of out of that part of Cincinnati, off the border, is a pain in the ass. So, yeah, there's a lot, but just that bridge from Kentucky to Ohio's. If I'm going through there at rush hour, which about 4 or 5 o'clock, and which I've one of the last, actually one of the reasons why I had to quit my company, not had to, but I wanted to quit my company, was I had a load that I was in northern part of Cincinnati. I was going to go across the bridge and go into Florence, Kentucky. I was going to swap the load with them, and then I was going to get a load to go up to Akron. Well, I had to go through all that fucking traffic to get to Florence, and then turn around, and I had, like, it was even worse going back. I probably lost anywhere from an hour to 2 hours because of it.
Oh, that's easy, dude, because the way it's set up, like, coming out of Cincinnati and into Kentucky is ridiculous how the turns and the way you have to do the lanes, and it's a mess. They have designed that so shittily.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly, they're building a new bridge. That was 10 years ago.
Well... They'll probably wait until they finish the one down in Louisville, because 65 in Louisville is horrible. Well, going from Indiana to Louisville is horrible. I was in there today. It's horrible. Anyway, and I'm never going to go do that shit again. All right, Andy, Steelers B jerseys. Bad, bad, bad. If anyone buys one, they deserve to be stung by a bee. Hashtag NFL Easy Picks.
Don't the Packers have one almost exactly like it?
If they do, they haven't won war in a while. I know the Bears do.
Is it the Bears?
They have a 1920s throwback like that, but they haven't wore it since the late 90s, early 2000s, if that. Like, the only time I've ever seen them, besides in, older photos, is Madden. Other than that, they don't wear them anymore. I think it's one of those things, they brought them back to honor 1920s for whatever thing it was, and then they're like, all right, we're done. They went back to the orange alternates. Those things are god-awful, too, which will get us to our next tweet. And also, they went back to throwbacks, but they went to the nice 1940s throwbacks, and I think they're going to, and they very well should keep them for a long time, because I think those things look awesome.
I couldn't tell you off the top of my head what they look like.
Blue jersey, orange numbers.
No, that doesn't sound that much different than what they have now.
No, they have a blue jersey, white numbers, and there's a little bit of orange in them. You have no idea what jerseys look like, do you?
Not specifically. I'm not just thinking about them in my head, no.
The throwbacks are very nice. All right, this is Andy. Browns get the second worst dress this week behind the Steelers. It's November. Halloween is over. Quit dressing like pumpkins. # NFL Easy Fix. Andy, I don't know if you know this. Pumpkins are a Thanksgiving November thing too, so it still fits.
I actually didn't mind the orange with the white pants. I didn't mind it at all.
I always just look at the jerseys themselves. I never pay attention to the pants, but I like the brown jerseys personally. They're my favorite.
I do too. I just don't. My only thing is is the one color throughout. I don't like that. And
yeah, no.
And the striped Pittsburgh jerseys are goddamn terrible.
Oh, they are the one of the worst jerseys around. I want to say the worst jerseys, but.
And they trot yeah, them. They, and they trot them out they, once a year in that fucking ugly uniform.
Yeah. They used to have a throwback that was similar to what the Bears have. And even though I don't like the Steelers, I recognize that they look similar. So I'm like, you know what? I don't like them, but that throwback looks really nice. And they had two different versions of it. It was one with black jersey, yellow numbers, and I thought that looked awesome. But then there's the reverse of it, which I didn't like. Yellow jersey, black numbers, and they just look horrible. And it's nowhere near the fucking little B ones, and I don't know many people who have those jerseys. When I was friends with JSB on Facebook before I deleted them, even he said he hated that jersey. But my best friend's girlfriend is a Steelers fan, and she has, I don't know if it's a jersey or it's a jersey shirt, and it's that fucking stripe shit. I'm like, really? I think it's ugly.
Yeah, I cannot think of one person that actually likes those jerseys.
That's rare. All right, Andy says, dude, Charles Wilson is still playing. Isn't he 100? Should I think he's even older than Mop? # NFL Easy Picks.
I don't know who Charles Wilson is.
Charles Woodson.
Oh, Woodson. Yeah, he's pretty far up there. He's actually kind of a freak for a bit. He's also a Hall of Famer. I mean, the guy's good still.
If you're adding, this is Ant. If you're adding Pierre Thomas to your fantasy team roster, you're in just as much depression mode.
Big word that depression. You can't pronounce.
No, it was one of those, I read it, and then I went back and I thought I read it wrong, but desperation. There we go. It is just much desperation mode as the 49ers around the NFL. # NFL Easy Picks.
Yeah, dude, the fantasy running back situation is kind of dire. I mean, just think of all of the really good running backs that have gotten hurt this year.
Yep.
I don't want to say, oh, it's more than years past, but I think the severity of these injuries is a lot worse than the years past.
Ant says, this is the last one from Ant, Titans now have no coach. Even at the mop jockey has turned it down. Mariota is the early favorite for the position. # NFL Easy Picks.
Yeah, I kind of had to turn it down. The job security is not there. I get why they did it. I just don't understand it. Yes, Wisenhunt. Was it Wisenhunt? Is that his name?
Coach.
Whatever. He was the used to be Arizona coach. He only won 3 games, and I think he was 3-20, something like that was his record. He has not had any fucking players. If you don't have any players, you're not going to win any games. So what difference does it make who's coaching the team unless you give him something to work with? So fuck you people in the ownership. You should be firing yourselves. The last time you were good was what, 2000? 15 years ago? This to me is starting to really feel like the Bengals of the early to mid 90s through what, 2009? It's an owner that passed away, whose kid took over the organization, like Mike Brown. Doesn't really, the owners live in Houston still. They're still based out of Houston. So how much do they really give a fuck about Tennessee? Yeah. Fire yourselves.
And that was Mop Jockey's rant.
It was kind of subdued, but although some of the names that have been bantered about, was one of them was Kyle Shanahan. I would love for them to get Kyle Shanahan. I would love to see that type of offense run. It's the Atlanta offense. I would love to see that type of offense run in Tennessee.
All right. And the last tweet that we have is from Miguel.
Who?
And he says, Miguel.
Does he participate in the show?
Yeah, he's tweeted us before.
Has he? I don't remember him tweeting before.
I even think, like, last season. And he sent us a couple tweets last year. And he was on the show, Super Bowl.
Oh, that's
but he funny. Says, but he says, chicken parm, you taste so good.
Peyton Manning sucks big dicks.
Hashtag NFL easy picks. The only thing about that commercial that I keep thinking of every time I see it, I remember back in mid-2000s, I want to say it was like 2004, 2005. Might have been 4. Far back is maybe 3, but I want to say 4. Me and a friend were watching football games on Sunday. He was a Cincinnati fan, too. A commercial came on for a chicken parmesan sub at Subway. I don't know if it was a local special that we only had in our area, which I'm learning does happen, or it was something that was national. But the chicken parmesan sub at Subway back then was oh my god, it was amazing. They haven't had it since. And every time I hear that commercial, I'm just like, I would love for Subway to bring back that fucking sub.
It, as good as that commercial is, it still does not top the best thing Peyton Manning's ever done. And that was the Saturday Night Live skit where he's yelling at little children. Was the greatest thing I've ever seen.
I think of funny football SNL skits. My favorite one, though, was when Tim Tebow was really good, and they had
when was that?
Not really good. When he was winning, he was getting lucky, and they had a skit where he's coming into the locker room like after the game or something, and then all of a sudden Jesus shows up and like talks to everybody and blah blah blah, and then they make some sort of joke about Tom Brady. He's like, if, you know, saying like he must have like an uncle in somewhere. I can't fucking remember.
Yeah, just look it up. I've ever seen it.
Oh, it's hilarious. Anyway, we need to get on with the show because I'm getting tired. And yeah, all right, let's get into the rest of the games that we have to pick. We have the 4-3 St. Louis Rams at the 5-2 Minnesota Vikings. I'm picking St. Louis on this one.
I am going to take Minnesota because they're at home, and mainly because they're at home. And this is probably going to come down at the end of the year to be like a deciding factor for a playoff game or for a wild card. This game right here.
Right here.
Right here.
Right now. Oh, good God. The 3-4 Washington Redskins at the 7-0 New England Patriots. The Patriots are a 14-point favorite, and divided up into picks-wise of the percentage, 99% is going with the New England Patriots, and I am part of the 99%.
Oh, in a straight-up pick, I'm taking New England, but goddamn 14 points looks really nice.
They're at home, though.
I know, and that makes it so hard, but a 2-touchdown favorite? Off of a Washington team that's coming off a bye and has played everyone really close. That's I really want to take Washington and them points.
All right. The 4-3 New York Jets at the 2-5 Jacksonville Jaguars. There actually is no favorite. Actually, no. Jacksonville Jaguars 2-5. Are at the 4-3 New York Jets. No favorite here. I don't know if it's
Is it say even or off?
Off.
That means they've dropped the line because they don't. My guess is because they don't know who the quarterback was going to be, but they announced that Fitzpatrick is going to play.
Mm-hmm. Like I told you before the show, and you went,
Yeah, no, that wasn't the last I heard.
he's going to need surgery and everything. Oh, no, he's playing? Oh, shit.
Yeah, because, dude, yesterday it was, well, it's probably going to be a couple weeks. They're going to let it go, and they may need to do surgery on it. He's looking at 4 to 5 weeks.
All right.
Oh, by the way, I'll take the Jets.
The 4-3 Oakland Raiders at the 4-4 Pittsburgh Steelers. I'd love to pick the Oakland Raiders on this one. I think they have a chance, but some of these heartbreaks that the Steelers have been getting, I think this is their time to shine. I mean, I'm not saying it's going to be a blowout, but Roethlisberger has had another week back, so yeah.
Yeah, this is another wild card implication game. I mean, we actually have to consider Oakland a viable contender for a wild card right now. I really want to take Oakland, too. And they have proven that they can go on the road and win. It's just not at Pittsburgh. That field is so bad. They can't use their speed. I'll take Pittsburgh.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs.
Dude, one of these two teams is going to be a wild card.
Yeah, all right. And what could have been another epic battle if we didn't get the Sunday Night Football game we had? The 6-1 Green Bay Packers at the 7-0 Carolina Panthers, two undefeated teams in the NFC. Only, well, no, would have been two. So, but Green Bay got spoiled. Could they spoil the Carolina Panthers? I am picking the Green Bay Packers.
And I am taking the Carolina Panthers, probably the most disrespected 7-0 team out there right now.
I don't know. Your team's kind of up there.
Yeah, but everybody expects the Bengals to win games. What they don't expect is them to do anything in the playoffs. Nobody expects Carolina. They're the underdog at home to a team that just got demolished by a really good defense. Guess what Carolina does? They play really good defense.
Yeah, but we can go over the Cam Newton numbers that I went off air with you.
Right, but what makes Cam is his running ability.
Cam.
Yeah. What Green Bay gave up last week to Denver was rushing yards.
Cam. All right. The 6-2 Atlanta Falcons at the 2-6 San Francisco 49ers. Falcons are a 7-point favorite. Even though they're going out west, I think the Niners are, yeah, they're fucked.
If it wasn't Blaine Gabbert, I probably would take San Francisco. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take Atlanta, and I would not even be a little surprised if Atlanta loses this game, though. They don't play good outside the dome. They're going to the West Coast. San Francisco better figure out what the fuck's wrong with themselves quickly, or this is their season. I mean, if they don't win this or come close, they might as well tank the rest of the games.
All right, the 4-4 New York Giants at the 3-4 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Spoiler alert, Ant, the Giants are a 2.5-point favorite, and I'm going with the New York Giants.
Yeah, I took the Giants here too, but I kind of really want to take Tampa Bay at home. I don't think the Giants have any defense, and Winston has actually played really well.
And then our last game on our list that we've yet to go over, a 4 o'clock game, or 4 o'clock Eastern, the 3-5 Indianapolis Colts hosting the 7-0 Denver Broncos. I gotta go Denver Broncos as way the horrible play that we've seen from the Indianapolis Colts, unless their new offensive coordinator, former coach of the Cleveland Browns, Rob Chudzinski, can do any better, then maybe. But after that performance we've seen, I'm with Denver.
Yeah, I'm gonna take Denver too. At this point, I'm off the Indy bandwagon, and they're gonna have to show me they can do something before I'll get back on.
Yep, kind of like how I felt about the Buffalo bandwagon a couple years back.
And Miami's that way too right now.
Yeah, they're screwed.
Yep.
That nice season you thought was coming.
And I don't think they'll be as good as I thought. They can still get the 9 wins and be a contender for a wild card, but they've got a long road to go.
All right, that'll do it for us here on NFL Easy Picks, right here on the Training Topics Network. Any final thoughts, closing words, Mop Jockey?
Not much, just at the Mop Jockey and the Mop Jockey on the Xbox Live Network.
Oh, any plug, Shane?
Buy Call of Duty and play with us.
maybe by the end of the season I'll have a Xbox One. We'll see.
Sure you will.
Well, I am getting another job and everything, but between that and moving, I said, you know, maybe end of the season. So give me time
yeah,
after
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I'm holding my breath. Can't you tell?
Why that sarcasm?
because I don't think you'll have it by the end of the season. I don't think it would be...
Oh, no, no. When I say end of the season, I mean, like, end of the season of the show. I mean, like, end of the full NFL season, like Super Bowl.
Yeah, I still don't think you'll have it.
I might be close. We'll see.
You're probably going to go out the week between the Super Bowl and the playoffs and the Super Bowl and go buy it just to say you're right.
Probably.
Dick.
I mean, if I can get a good Black Friday sale, I might jump on it.
And good luck with that.
I mean, what, right now it's what, $350?
Yeah, I think it's down to $350 right now, but there, I mean, what are you going to get on a Black Friday sale? $300, maybe?
Some money off. We'll see. I don't know. $300, maybe $250. Maybe it's $350, but they throw in, like, more shit.
Like one of the bundle packs?
Yeah.
I bet they do have a Call of Duty bundle and a Madden bundle, and I bet they have a bunch of those high market, high value. I know the Halo's got about a bundle. I saw Call of Duty has an exclusive with PlayStation on that. Because I actually saw the...
Yeah, that's fucking weird. Like, Xbox had the exclusive last year. I mean, last system. And now they're like, oh, exclusives go to PlayStation. Like, fuck you.
I actually saw that bundle, and I really kind of want that version of the PlayStation.
Also, now you want to get a PS4.
I've kind of always... remember we talked. I kind of wanted one when it, you know, the whole switchover thing happened. But, yeah, I went with Xbox, and I don't really want... But I really like that Call of Duty model of the PlayStation.
Yeah.
Call of Duty.
That will do it for us here on NFL Easy Picks. And if you want to get a hold of the show, you can email us, NFLEasyPicks@gmail.com. You can tweet us at NFL Easy Picks on Twitter and follow us also at NFL Easy Picks on Twitter. You can use hashtag NFL Easy Picks and your tweets will be read right here on the show. So for Mop Jockey and for FTW, who's not here, this will conclude the end of regulation time.